Network Marketing 2.0, episode 027. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Would you like to know about my network marketing company? I'm so sorry to bust this bubble right now before we get into it. I do not own one, but neither do you. Okay, and please let me explain myself. This episode is going to contain somewhat random thoughts on how I feel about your specific network marketing company. You'll be able to relate with a few things, okay? I promise. I was just reading a piece from an industry friend. He has just gotten burnt out from building a network marketing company for the past 5 years plus. I mean, he was dropping F-bombs all over the place because he just apparently realized that building a network marketing company is not a lot of fun. He now thinks building a team is a lot of fun, but companies suck. I couldn't agree more, but that's a big but, okay? When he started a few years ago, he invited me along with a couple of other guys to a mastermind in Costa Rica. At the time, he suggested that I should shut my Empire Pro, this platform, off so we can build that company together. Well, I declined to do that, but I helped promote the deal as an affiliate for about 1 year after that. I even made over $300,000 doing that. It was fun. This was in 2011 and 12. I just received 2015 1099 for the income that I made, for the completely passive income that I made from that work from way back then. It was a little over $27,000. You know, for passive income, not bad, right? If I had a couple of that, that's it, right? That's financial freedom. So collecting checks is a lot more fun for me. It's a lot of fun. He's claiming now that building teams is a lot of fun, but I think checks are better. Just collecting checks, right? So like I said, I agree with him a little bit, but there are some team that you can build and will drain your energy with no rewards to show for it. I've done it before and I won't pray it. Not even for my enemy. The only team that I think is fun to build is a dream team. A dream team to me is a mastermind of like-minded individuals who share the same vision. Sharing a vision of just wanting to make money is not good enough, okay? That always crumble eventually. Frankly, I think that's the real problem that my friend is going through, but I trust that he will figure it out. This is also the same problem that every network marketing company has to experience. We can play with the words as much as we want to. The truth, which is the bottom line, always prevails. The network marketing company in most cases is essentially a team of people who are in it just for the money. Sadly, that's just the truth. I've hung out with my friend personally, this is my same friend, and I know that he wants more than just money. He wants to impact people in a positive way. I know that he doesn't really care about the millions he's made. I think he cares more about the kick he gets from helping people change lives. But you know, I'm going to go off the cover a little bit here. You got to find a balance in everything in life. Just like I said earlier, you have to know when to do charity and when not to be too engaged in charity, because anything that's too much for you will burn you. Okay. Will not feel right. Does that make sense? Like, not feel right. Will not create results. Ultimately, you're in business so you can make money. Okay. You're in business. You're going to remain in business only if you're making money so you can keep pumping the machine, right? So, you got to find the balance between wanting to really help people and profitability. Because sometimes wanting to help people, if that overwhelms your sense of business, you're not going to be in business for too long. And that's not good, right? So you got to find the balance. So I just wanted to fly off the cuff really quickly there. So I know for a fact that he wants to impact people in a positive way. I know that he doesn't really care about the millions he's made already. I think he cares more about the kick. He gets a kick from helping people. That's a good thing, you know, but you got to find that balance, like I said. Here's the real problem with building a network marketing company. It involves attracting affiliates and reps who are ultimately amateurs. They're just in it for the money. It's just the nature of the beast. People join because they want to make money. And they can do so as long as they have an ID. Just a regular good old license, a driver license, an ID, a social security number. No qualification is required, pretty much. This is a double-edged sword. That's not all the way a good thing that there are no qualifications required. And often exposes... the fact that there's no qualification required often exposes the owners of these companies to serious legal ramifications. Now, let me recap. Amateur entrepreneurs. Number two, no qualification required. These two qualities are often used as selling points to get people into a network marketing company, but they're not necessarily a positive. They're not necessarily positive. So there's a fundamental difference between, a person who invested $1 million to launch a business, such as like a McDonald's franchise, right? And a person who spent $7 to join a business online, just like a minute ago. The core belief systems are just not the same. When you build a network marketing company, you're essentially responsible for every representation of your company out in the marketplace. If your company costs $7 to join, which is in fact the case with my friend's company, you're going to have too many people that are amateurs and they're going to be representing your company in ways that are not necessarily in your best interest. So that's why compliance is a big deal for these companies. I don't know about you, but I'd rather create a mastermind of team of people who are ready to invest time and money than babysit a bunch of overgrown adolescents who think they should reap rewards where they did not sow. That's what you're going to end up with when you sell $7 stuff. You're going to end up with, if you sell a business opportunity for $7, you're going to end up with a bunch of riffraffs. I'm so sorry to say, okay? So I don't own a network marketing company. Occasionally, I partner with them, but I make a lot more money and have a lot more freedom with the network marketing 2.0 business model. Once every other month, there's a guy who comes along on my list. Maybe I'm helping them, and they tell me that, tell me he owns a piece of his network marketing company as network marketing rep. Negative. As a rep, you do not own any stake in your affiliated network marketing company. In fact, your contract is a unilateral independent contractor's agreement. If you don't believe me, go look it over again. A rep or an IBO, like some companies call them, independent business owner, is an overglorified sales position with no base salary and or any type of pension plan. Okay. So the average person makes less than, you know, average makes less than $10 per month. I know that hurts, but knowing the truth now will save you years of pain and agony. It will set you free. So your network marketing company is only interested. They're only interested in your productivity and performance level. They actually could care less if you feed your family or not, if you're not producing. That's why I take time out every day to teach you entrepreneurship. That's why we're on a mission to save 11,000 network marketers and convert them to real entrepreneurs. Okay? Sometimes you have to go through the traditional system to see the value in network marketing 2.0. I compare it to Christianity in many ways. The Bible has so much value. I'm a church boy, so you know this is going to happen every now and then. I'm a church boy, and the Bible has so much value and wisdom in it. When you read it with intent to collect life lessons and wisdom, you will learn so much about yourself that others pay thousands of dollars to learn from life coaches. However, organized religious settings sucks at translating this wisdom into real life application. The leadership training that comes with traditional network marketing is priceless. But then, almost every single network marketing company forget to teach their reps real and professional marketing skills. They claim that it's not duplicatable. Is that even a word? Anyway, people get overhyped promises and end up spending thousands of dollars on tools and auto ships that rots in the garage. Listen, there's a better way. It makes sense. It makes sense, and it's actual skills that you can monetize like real assets. Okay, you can monetize the skill like real assets for the rest of your life, with or without a particular network marketing company or without network marketing industry as a whole. Speaking of monetization, these are the three top assets in your business. Number one, you. Number two, time. Number three, your audience, the list that you build. Okay. So as you can see, your affiliated network marketing company is not one of them. Having the best compensation plan and high positions in the network marketing company rankings and whatever, all those things are irrelevant. All right. So that's what I have for you today. Hopefully you got some value from this one, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next to Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.